Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stephen Portnoy would be CBS's White House correspondent on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Stephen, good morning.
Hey, fellas.
Always an interesting morning at the White House, no doubt. And over the past 48 hours, we have seen the president take some pretty dramatic positions on some things. And then seem to walk them back. And a lot of this economy driven, and a lot of it, he's catching flack over his tariff war with China. And he said this yesterday.
I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it. So I'm taking on China. I'm taking on China on trade. And you know what? We're winning.
It's got to be interesting for you guys, Stephen.
Oh, there's no question about it. And it's interesting to hear this president, and it's been a couple of times this week, that he really has sounded more defensive about his posture towards China than I've heard him yet. You know, yesterday he looked to the heavens and called himself the chosen one. His point is that and you've heard him say this before, his predecessors did not aggressively take on China's business practices, and he's going to be the one to do it. But each day, there continue to be more questions about whether this is the proper and right course for the country. There are concerns increasingly in the Midwest, where soybean growers are feeling the real pinch, China is now diverting its business, which over the last several years has been with farmers in America, to farmers in Brazil. And the farmers in North Dakota, for example, are very nervous that China's not coming back, that they're going to divert their purchases to Brazil where they can grow soybeans there, and then the American farmers are going to be left. The U.S. taxpayers are now reimbursing those North Dakota farmers. And the level of reimbursement that has been assessed for North Dakota is not what the North Dakota farmers had expected, because more money is actually going to farmers that grow cotton and sorghum in the South. So there are a lot of bad feelings about this in the middle of the country. The president argues that he's doing what his predecessors wouldn't do, and as he said, he's the chosen one. But really, this is a fight of his choosing. And, you know, the Chinese, They are very strategically going about this. The president has said he's not ready to make a deal, but the Chinese are. You know, at the end of this week, really tomorrow night, he leaves for France for the G7 summit. He's going to be meeting with Boris Johnson, his friend. You know, they'll have a chance to get to know one another in person. I mean, they've been friends kind of sort of on the outside, but now they'll have a chance to really meet face-to-face at this G7 summit on the Basque coast of France. He'll also meet with Emmanuel Macron and the other members of the G7, but he's already been ruffling feathers in Europe. You know that he has canceled his trip to Denmark because Danish Prime Minister said this week that it would be absurd for the U.S. to purchase Greenland. The President said it was a nasty comment and that the Danish Prime Minister shouldn't talk to the U.S. that way. He said he didn't see it as a personal slight. He saw it as an attack on the U.S. Well, who else has proposed the U.S. buying Greenland but the President? Not the Congress, that's for sure. So that's just some of the issues that are on the those are some of the issues on the president's plate, and we haven't even talked about how he's been talking on both sides of this issue of expanded background checks.
Well, before we get to another issue, and that's the tax cut that he thought we might do, and now we're not. If it's possible to back out the politics just a touch for a moment on China, isn't it true though that the Chinese have long been cheating and bullying everybody, including the U.S.?
There is no question about that. And remember, it's important that everyone understand exactly what it is the president's complaining about, and American businesses have been complaining about, and Democrats have been complaining about. To a person, they say the Chinese engage in intellectual property theft. If an American company wants to do business in China, particularly a technology company, the Chinese government requires that company to turn over their proprietary secrets to the Chinese subsidiary that's essentially state-owned or state-regulated that the Chinese then use to create products to compete against Americans. It's not fair, and everybody knows it. The president is making this argument, And the Chinese are, they're engaging in these conversations, but the president's decided not just to engage in the conversation, but to enact tariffs as a means to extract concessions. And when the president has enacted tariffs meant to harm the Chinese and squeeze their economy, and apparently it's working, that's what he says, in terms of the shrinkage of the Chinese growth in their economy, the Chinese are retaliating. And that's where you see harm to the United States. And that's where the president this week said to one reporter, don't give me your concerns about what if we dip into a recession. I'm not worried about that. Essentially is what he said. I'm paraphrasing. But he's increasingly facing these questions as investors are increasingly getting skittish, as consumer confidence, which drives the economy in the United States, is starting to show signs of softening. The president and his aides trying to make the case that unemployment is at historic lows. In key demographic groups, it's at all-time lows. And now is the best time to have a fight like this. But you also have increasing deficits. The Congressional Budget Office said this week that the deficit is going to be roughly $1 trillion next year, ahead of expectations, because government revenues are dropping off, because of the tax cuts, and spending is going up. So these are really serious concerns. The president obviously has his mind on re-election, and he's increasingly feeling the pressure, and I think it's evident in what he's been talking with reporters and how he's been talking to reporters this week.
You know, one of the things that he brought up earlier in the week, he confirmed that, yes, he was looking at a payroll tax cut, and yes, he was looking at a change in the structure of capital gains taxes, and then yesterday turned around and said, well, maybe not so much, especially on capital gains. So
Right. It's
like every day you're not quite sure where we're going.
Yeah, you better believe it. The question about indexing, just so everyone understands it, when you know capital gains tax taxes the gain on an asset that you purchased in the past and you sold currently, measured against the basis in the past, the real dollar terms. Indexing would raise that basis. So let's say you bought a house, 30 years ago for $100,000, and today it's worth $250,000. The basis would be elevated based on inflation over time, and that seems logical, right? My example actually doesn't count the capital gains exclusion. But anyway, long story short, the point is it would mainly benefit, as the president suggests in his term about a reference to elitism, the wealthiest people in the country. And that could be used against the president by Democrats in the next election. So someone must have gotten to him and said, hey, Mr. President, it's not the greatest political move or necessarily the greatest economic move. Now, this bit about the payroll tax cut is interesting because remember the payroll taxes, which fund Medicare and Social Security, were last reduced in 2011 and 2012, but they were done by Barack Obama and the Congress as a measure to spur consumer spending.
Right.
Amid acknowledgement that the recovery was not happening quickly enough, and the president does not want to make a similar admission. So while he said this week he was looking at the payroll tax cut, aides quickly got him to back off.
All right, Stephen, thank you. You have been chosen by CBS to cover Washington and the White House.
You are the chosen one.
We'll talk again soon.
All right, fellas.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.